Family Secrets is a production of iHeartRadio.
I'm Dani Shapiro, and this is Family Secrets, the secrets that are kept from us, the secrets we keep from others, and the secrets we keep from ourselves. As I tour the nation for my book, Inheritance, I've heard from so many about your own family secrets and realize that what we are creating for each other on this podcast is a community for those who are looking for a safe and supportive space to unburden themselves. To that end, we've created a number for listeners to call in to record stories to share here in this space. This week, I'd like to share a few of those stories from our community. Thanks for listening.
I just want to say thank you for having this podcast. It's really, really interesting, and I'm not the only one that holds a secret. I am holding a secret from my daughter, myself, my family, I guess. I don't know if my ex is my 20-year-old daughter's father. We always said, keep it as what it was. I had my daughter. My husband took over the role. He doesn't even know. I just never told anyone. I look at her. She looks like my husband, but the guy that I was with also looks like my husband. Just, you know, different pigments. In the skin, darker, lighter. And I've never talked about it, but with one person, and it was him, the one that I think is my daughter's father. At the time, he was going to do 8 years in the penitentiary, and we broke it off. And back then, it was something called Humphrey 11 pills, and wasn't the morning after. And I took those, and I ended up finding out I was pregnant. And I kept my daughter. She's the love of my life, but she would be devastated if she found out that her dad wasn't really her dad, which is my husband. My husband would be devastated as well. I would be devastated. I wouldn't even know what to do with myself. We've had a fabulous life. I just figured I would just go to the grave about it. write a letter. And if they find it one day, they find it. If they don't, then it will be the way it will be for the rest of their life. I thought about doing ancestry, but that just makes me want to vomit. I can't even fathom what I would do if I would find that out. But again, thank you so much. Have a great day, and thanks for listening to my story.
Hi, I have two secrets. One is one I learned a while ago, and another is one that I learned more recently. And the first one is that I have an aunt who was married to a man who was actually probably a large percentage African American, but that was a big deal secret in the family. And he told his wife, and his wife told her sister, who was my mom. And I only found out when I was maybe in my 20s, and it was a huge big deal for my mom to tell me this, and she swore me to secrecy, and I never told my cousins, and we're not close. There's been a lot of trouble in our family, and I don't talk to them, but I know where they are, and I know how to reach them, and I'm very tempted to call or to text them or leave them an email or something and tell them, but if they ever do genetic testing, they'll find out on their own. But the man who was the father of my uncle was passing as white, but he was, if you look at the pictures from their wedding, you can really kind of see that it wasn't. He might have been Middle Eastern or whatever, but I know it's pretty interesting. To me, it's not a big deal, but it was like terribly shameful to my mom and apparently to her sister as well. The second secret is that I am a large percentage Ashkenazi Jewish, and my father and his first wife were both a really large percentage Jewish, and I don't know if they ever even talked about this to each other, because it was kind of a thing that their families wanted to forget. Both sides came from Germany, and I think it had been like a very difficult thing to be Jewish in Germany, and I think a lot of people just wanted to forget that they were. So I was surprised to find out that the percentage was so high, but that was it. So thank you. I'm really enjoying the podcast so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi. My family secret is that I grew up not looking like my dad. My dad is a very small, petite man. His dad was a jockey. I don't look anything like him. He has dark hair, dark eyes. I'm blonde with blue eyes. And when I came home from college, I was watching one of those Maury Povich, you know, he's not my dad DNA testing shows. And I was joking with my mom. And I said, oh, you know, like maybe I'm adopted, just joking around. I said, well, I look like you, but not like dad. And she admitted to me that she had been married in her early 20s. She'd been married to someone who was in the Coast Guard, and that the relationship wasn't working out. And while he was at sea, she wrote him a letter and packed up her things and moved back to the town that I live in now. Immediately got together with my dad, who was her high school sweetheart, and he raised me. Around the age of 5, he started really getting bad into drugs, and he was a heroin addict. Around the time that my mom told me that, you know, she was married to another man, and there was a possibility that this man was my father, my dad had recently gotten off of drugs, and we had started rebuilding our relationship, so I didn't really look too much further into it. I did an ancestry DNA test. Like so many other people, I did find out that I was not related genetically to my father and instead was related to another man. I was linked to a first cousin. I reached out to that person, didn't hear back. I reached out to another person on Instagram, of all things, who was an aunt, and she did get back to me and kind of confirmed things and let me know that my biological father's not interested in having a relationship with me. In fact, he is a very conservative Republican, and I'm married to a woman, so I think that would probably be a big issue. But, you know, it was kind of hard for me, and it still is hard to come to terms with the fact that this person that is my biological father is not even interested in meeting me. So that's my family secret.
If you'd like to share your story, call 1-888-SECRET-0 and record your story. We won't be able to run all the stories, but we do want to shine a light on as many as we can. The number, again, is 1-888-SECRET and then the numeral 0.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.